I started recording. I was hoping you were going to keep going.
Oh, no.
I wanted more.
Matt Nagy is the worst person on this planet, though. I don't feel bad when they chanted Fire Nagy at his son's game.
That's awesome. They did that?
Oh, yeah. The last season, they would go to his son's football and basketball games, and the fans would chant Fire Nagy. It was like a huge news story.
That's awesome.
That's how awesome. Bad people wanted him out of town. Now he's probably going to get a Super Bowl with the Chiefs and be their next OC. What a life. What a life I live.
I want to be an NFL head coach.
Right? I just want to be. I'll wash jock straps. Just put me, put me in the organization.
Oh, what a cold open. That's great.
Fantastic. Matt Nagy, I still hate you and always will.
Welcome to the, I guess, just post-conference championship show. Basically just coaching news, really, is what it's
coaching news
to.
And we got the all exciting Pro Bowl this Sunday, baby. Don't forget about that.
Oh yeah, Pro Bowl.
Woo!
Yeah, yes,
flag football. Woo! Tyler Huntley is
I'm pumped
Pro Bowl quarterback. That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah, that really does say a lot about he now has the same amount of Pro Bowls as Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, and Mitch Trubisky.
Trubisky got a Pro Bowl.
Fuck. Yeah, second year.
Yeah, Stafford deserves more than what he got.
Stafford only has one Pro Bowl?
One Pro Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was an alternate, too. I don't think he was outright.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he would have at least three or four.
I'm pretty sure the year he had 5,000 passing yards, one of the 2 years, I can't remember if he got it 12. Regardless, he was an alternate.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I guess there were better quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks, but, I mean, they would go to the Super Bowl, yeah, or drop out for injury, and he still wasn't getting in.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was like his Super Bowl when he was at the Lions to get to the Pro Bowl, and they only let him get there once.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yep.
Racked up the numbers, though.
He did.
Racked up
the
numbers.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm borderline on that. I feel like we got to see how the next year or two plays out.
Not well, I don't think.
Not well. Not well.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Rams are looking a little bleak in their future, but they sold out for that Super Bowl.
Even if he could put up numbers, though, but this last year, there's something wrong. Yeah. As far as I know, maybe he just has kept it secret, but he hasn't gotten surgery or anything. I don't know.
Did you have another back? He had another back thing, right, towards the end of the year, along with the concussion?
Back, and then he still had the elbow issue, I think. Mm. So
I don't know. Yeah, those are two big injuries for quarterbacks,
yeah.
Back and elbow. Speaking of elbow, we found out that Brock Purdy had a UCL tear or injury. Not 100% sure.
I think tear,
which is, what'd you say it was equivalent to, or is?
It's Tommy John.
Tommy John. So that makes sense why he wasn't able to throw the football in that game, which we all got forced to watch as soon as both of their backup quarterbacks got hurt. And I'm just going to say it was a terrible game.
Yeah, that was
brutal. It was awful. Awful for 49ers, how that played out. Awful for the fans just having to sit there and try to be excited for this game. And if you placed a bet on Brock Purdy, like a lot of people did, myself including, that got thrown out the window right away. So not excited about that still.
Good news, though, is if once you get Tommy John, at least in pitchers typically, once you get the surgery, you typically pick up velocity in your fastball. So he could pick up arm strength after this surgery.
He could. I feel like Big Ben had it, and it did the complete opposite. His arm just like fell off after. But who knows? You know, this is a young blood kid that doesn't have 2 million injuries like Big Ben does. So, yeah. And it looks like Tom Brady's not coming to San Francisco anymore.
Also good news for Brock Purdy. He just has to beat out Trey Lance.
Tom Brady has officially retired for good, quote.
We'll see. I think so, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he just sneaks his way in there.
I was going to say, the only, I don't know. Yeah, I could see him coming back, but I think he's done. If he's smart, he just sits until he can finally come back, join a playoff team with a quarterback that gets hurt, and just make that postseason push. If he's smart, if he wants to come back and play football, but maybe he's done. Maybe he's moved on. He wants to start a family because he lost his.
Start a new family.
He wants to start again.
My question is, do you think he actually ever ends up being on TV? See, he has it was like $37 million from Fox. I don't remember.
Yeah,
one of the networks.
It was Fox.
Okay. Do you think he shows up, though?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because there's been a lot of push on the internet to keep Greg Olson because...
They should. He's great.
He has been fantastic. Because if Tom Brady decides to go to the booth, it's Greg Olson getting kicked out. And I don't know. I mean, it's all up to Tom Brady. If he wants to, there's no TV station that's going to say, no, we're not putting you in there because we have this guy. But I think he does. I think he does for at least one year, then he's either not good at it or he doesn't like it, and he just goes off and does what he does.
Disappears.
Maybe he takes a John Elway type of an approach somewhere, becomes just football god of that
franchise. As much as I love Tom Brady, one of my favorite players ever, he doesn't have much personality. So I don't know how he would do on TV.
No, he really doesn't. He's kind of a bland guy. I know.
In recent years, he definitely has a team behind him that is pushing him to do different things. Yes. So he's trying to develop a personality, but it's not real.
No,
and
it's
you can
not.
Tell it's not real.
Yeah, it is funny because you can definitely tell there's a huge team behind him that's writing this stuff for him, posting stuff, or telling him to post stuff. It is funny. I mean, it works. It gives the people a chuckle online. But yeah, I don't think that's going to translate to on-air live broadcast. I don't believe so. But who knows? Who knows?
He could, maybe it's like a WWE situation where he, in the headset, he constantly has somebody that's backstage in his ear telling him exactly what to say.
I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, that probably does happen to some people.
That's what Greg Olsen will be doing. He'll be like, all right, Tom, I'm going to call this game. You just say what I say.
I feel like Greg Olsen will say no to that and take his talents elsewhere.
Yeah, he should.
He should. He's fantastic. Hey, go to freaking Thursday Night Football. Replace Al Michaels. He's lost his spirit.
Yeah.
He's lost his spirit for sure.
Yeah. That's
it's sad.
He's got a few more years in him, though. I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, he's not going. He's got too nice of a setup going there. Fat steak dinner at halftime. Go back, call a game, front row seats.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give that up, even though you can tell he hates his life while he's there.
Yeah, I don't think he's definitely not doing as much research as he used to do.
No. That's passed down to some assistant, and they just tell him the bullet points. Then he just sits through a boring Thursday night football game.
Yep, and gets mad when his bets don't hit.
He gets mad. Like everyone here, you know, he's just one of us. Yep. He's just on TV and makes a lot more money.
I'm coming for you, Matt, Al Michaels.
There you go. Brennan Burns on TV with Kirk Herbstreit, Thursday night Amazon football. Oh, Jags man. And Titans, special. Color rush.
I wonder if Kirk, because he's works his ass off.
He does everything.
I wonder if he looks, I mean, I'm sure he regards Al as very highly. As a legend, but I wonder if part of him is like, this motherfucker not doing half the work I am.
I guarantee it. Those thoughts are in his mind, never come out of his mouth, but there's just a respect. He's like, oh, he's done this for like, what, 30 years almost, probably? Yeah. I'll show up here. I'm a college football guy. I'll just show up here, make fat money to call in one game for the NFL and go back to college football the next day. Respect. He's a grinder, though.
He is.
Joe Fox would. Yeah, Fox when he did the baseball and all that.
Buck.
Joe Fox is. I don't know who Joe Fox is, but yeah, Joe
is,
Buck.
Is Joe Fox. Is the second A$AP Rocky album, is he the homeless guy?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I'm a huge A$AP Rocky fan, so that is
there
probably
is.
Why I
there
said
it. There it is, Joe Fox.
Or I just tried to combine John Fox and Joe Buck together, and we get Joe Fox. But yes. Yeah, you take over. You go.
So we'll just jump into the coaching news. I'm going to start with the lesser hires first.
We'll get
into the good stuff. Ryan Nielsen, who I honestly did not know his name, was hired as the Falcons defensive coordinator.
Indeed, he was a former co-defensive coordinator and D-line coach for the Saints this past year.
I think what happened there was, I don't want to talk out of school, but I think Dean Pease would have kept coaching, but they were going to fire him, and instead they just let him retire.
Yeah, give him the respectful way out.
I don't really think Dean Pease was the issue there. They just don't have a lot of talent on defense. So
great.
I'm not sure Nielsen's going to really elevate them unless they find some more talent, but I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. They haven't had good talent on the defensive side in years, so we'll see how they draft.
Then Deuce Staley left the Lions for an unnamed position in Frank Reich's staff in Carolina. I assume it's going to be offensive coordinator. I don't really know why else he would leave. He was running back coach and assistant head coach, so offensive coordinator is really the only promotion I could think of.
Yeah, unless they make up a position for him, that sounds better than running backs coach.
I mean, assistant head coach, I mean, I don't know what position would be.
Yeah, I have no clue. I couldn't tell
you.
It
has to be offensive coordinator.
I would guess offensive coordinator as well.
And he hasn't called plays, but he would call plays in practice for the Lions. So I don't really know what that amounts to, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they kind of I don't know how you hire someone that hasn't been an offensive coordinator to be an offensive coordinator. I guess it's just
well, Frank Reich will call plays, I assume. So he gets kind of some experience in the job without calling plays. I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably like assistant to the offensive coordinator.
We'll see what that turns into. I don't know. It's so weird to go somewhere, and I don't know. I don't really like. It doesn't hurt me that he's gone from the Lions.
No, you still got your main guy.
Yeah, I don't know. What does a running backs coach really do? And he was kind of annoying in Hard Knocks. I liked it, but at the same time, he's a little bit annoying.
He would just be yelling the whole time. Yeah, pretty much.
I think players really liked him, so that it'll be interesting what the running back room ends up and who takes that position, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Maybe Ben Johnson becomes assistant head coach now and he stays another couple of years. That'd be nice.
I could see that. If he does good enough, they might push old Dan Campbell out the door before him.
No shot. No shot. Dan's here to stay. Dan's here to stay.
No, yeah, I agree. Dan is there to stay. Then, yeah, who else has got hired? Let us deep dive.
We start getting into the good ones now. Kellen Moore. He wasn't fired from the Cowboys. They said it was like a mutual decision to part ways, which is...
He got fired.
Another we show respect to this guy. He can say he left or whatever. But now he is the Chargers offensive coordinator. Didn't have a great year.
No.
But I still think an upgrade from Lombardi. Lombardi's just dog shit.
I agree. Yeah, Lombardi was not good. Kellen Moore, I feel like he's going to have to change a lot of his game plans that he usually goes in with. He'll have to take more deep shots, run a little more play action. But other than that, yeah, it's a... Give him a year, see what happens. And if it
turns out poopy. Because Mike McCarthy, Jerry Jones announced that Mike McCarthy will be calling plays for the Cowboys in 2023. I wonder how much of it was them just clashing with ideology.
Mm.
Maybe Kellen Moore wanted to be a little more creative than he was able to be. I don't know. But I would hope he wanted to be more creative than he was because he wasn't.
Yeah, that's probably his pitch that he gave to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, that's what he told them.
Yeah, he's like, hey, McCarthy was just limiting my plays. But we'll find out. Both sides of that story. Now for Dallas and McCarthy, they put all their chips in the McCarthy table. And if it fails, he's gone. There ain't no way they're going to bring him back. If they don't get to I don't even know. You think the Cowboys have to get to the Super Bowl, or you think an NFC championship would save any coach's job there? Because it seems like any coach you have to
I think NFC win. Championship would... He would keep his job.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I think he has to... I mean, you have to win a playoff game or two.
Yeah, it's just, I wouldn't even want to take the Cowboys job because there's so much pressure with that. You got creepy Jerry Jones looking down at you the whole time.
I think Jerry puts a lot of pressure, but he also gives people, I mean, look how long Jason Garrett stayed there and he should have been fired way earlier.
That is true. He does give people probably a couple more years than they should usually. That is true. Fair enough. Point taken back.
But also, Jason Garrett was a former Cowboy, so if you were a Cowboy at one point, you're getting more.
So was Kellen Moore.
Yeah,
backup
true,
quarterback.
True, backup quarterback. Let the Lions be the backup there.
So he likes those Cowboys. If you've been a Cowboy, he will stick with you until you can't anymore. So Kellen Moore moves on to L.A., gets himself an upgrade at quarterback, and we'll see what he can do with it.
And then the juiciest news. Well, first, we'll say Texans hired DeMeco Ryans as their head coach. It seems like the Broncos wanted him more than they wanted Sean Payton. And then they went off and traded a first-round pick this year and a second-round pick next year for Sean Payton.
They did get a third back.
Oh, they did get a third back.
They got a third back, and I believe it is the 29th pick of this year's draft.
The one they sent.
So San Francisco's pick will be going to...
Wait, no.
Is it not San Francisco's pick?
It is, but... It looks like they also sent a third. They didn't receive a third. They also sent a third.
Oh, okay.
So this year they have a first, and then next year a second and a third going to the Saints.
Not bad. Not a bad deal. It just depends on how you get Russell Wilson working again. That's the whole key to that franchise right now. And I think this is a great hire. I think I said this from when they fired Nathaniel Hackett, but Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, I believe, will be a great fit. And we will see Russ start to cook again. I may be biased because I love Russell Wilson, and this year he let me down. But I don't know. I think him and Sean Payton will be a good fit together. They're small guys. Small guys stick together. Small King Nation has moved on to Bronco country.
He does have experience with short King quarterbacks as well.
Drew Brees.
Maybe the greatest short King quarterback of all time, Drew Brees.
I would say so, yeah.
And from 2019 to 2020, when the Saints were led by Teddy Bridgewater, the Breeze with no arm, and Taysom Hill, the Saints did have finished second in league-wide in points.
They've always had a good defense. Denver has a good defense. Now you just got to not have Russell Wilson do whatever the hell he did last year. And honestly, it's going to be a tough division. But if you get Russell Wilson working, I will say it 100 times, he's a good quarterback. He can take you into the playoffs and make something happen. Just needs the right system and the right coach.
I also do think Sean Payton would not have accepted this job if ownership told him that he had to stick with Russell Wilson through the duration of Russell Wilson's contract.
So you think if he wants Russell Wilson gone, they're going to... Maybe.
Because like we talked about before, Russ wanted to be with Sean Payton in New Orleans, and Sean Payton said no to the trade. I don't think they even considered making an offer. So I don't think he's married to Russell Wilson.
No, I would agree, but I think
if any coach is going to fix Russell Wilson, you're right, it's Sean Payton.
Yes, that I do. I think this is the only coach that was fit enough for the job. I think D'Amico Ryans, first off, he's never been a head coach before, so we don't know how that's going to turn out. We know all these San Francisco 49er defensive coordinators go off.
Oh, yeah, I hinted at this. We need to get into this.
Yeah, they go off and do whatever, but who has really been successful that has left that defense of San Francisco 49ers? Robert Saleh's been doing average.
He did all right.
He's done average.
But, I mean, that's a situation where his GM hasn't found him a quarterback.
They tried to. He drafted a quarterback. He had to say they picked Zach Wilson.
I don't think he was the guy that was hammering the table for Zach Wilson. I could be completely wrong, but I don't think that was left to Robert Saleh.
I don't know.
Okay, so this is from Ian Rappaport. There's been conflicting reports. I don't know if you saw the Ian versus Adam Schefter thing with reports from this.
It seems to me like
Adam Schefter is carrying water for somebody in the Broncos organization. Mm-hmm. But
I think he's really good friends with Sean Payton, too.
Ian Rappaport said in the last few weeks, the Broncos zeroed in on D'Amico Ryans. He said, oh, I'm going to the Texans. So then they tried to lure Jim Harbaugh from Michigan again. The owner even flew to Michigan to meet with Jim Harbaugh in person.
Really? I thought it was just an interview over the computer.
That was first. So the interview over the computer, Harbaugh, he turned him down, said he's going back to Michigan. He released a statement through Michigan or whatever.
Yeah, staying.
Then once D'Amico Ryans went to the Texans, he flew to Michigan to meet with Jim Harbaugh again, and he still told him no.
Wait, D'Amico, they just got announced yesterday.
Yeah. I think it's been known for a while that he's going to be
there. Oh, okay, like inside it's been known. Okay.
So then they go back to and started negotiating a deal with Sean Payton. Whatever happens there, I don't know. Maybe they're like, we don't want to give up these draft picks. They try to hire Ryans again, and then he finalizes his deal with the Texans. So then they circle back and trade assets for Sean Payton, who seems like their third choice.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, I don't know why he would. I think the only reason he's their third choice is because they didn't think he was going to come out of retirement immediately. Because Sean Payton, you got to be dumb not to think he's a better coach out of the rest of the candidates in this field. Specifically because none of them have had coaching experience. You don't like Sean Payton as a coach?
I love Sean Payton as a coach. I don't know that he's definitively better than Jim Harbaugh.
That's a good one. I didn't think about it. Maybe not Jim Harbaugh, but everyone else.
And D'Amico Ryans is a rising star, so you never know with the guys that haven't been head coaches before.
But you kind of know
he's a rising star.
9 out of 10 times, they don't work out.
We'll see.
Matt Nagy did not work
okay,
out.
Okay, I don't know.
Robert Saleh still up in the air.
I think he could. Dan Campbell worked out. Brian Daboll worked out so far. Kyle Shanahan has worked out. Sean McVay worked out.
Okay, now we're just going way too far back. Maybe I'm dumb. I just don't think it's going to work. What's even more weird,
it's the Texans, so it's going to be a tough situation
for sure.
First,
it's the Texans, yeah. How did you say his name again?
D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans. I'm terrible with names. I mess up my name.
Also
all the time.
Former Texans player. Throw that in.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He's a former Texans player who sued the Texans.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For, I believe, $5 million because he tore his Achilles on their poopy grass.
I think I remember this now.
So yeah, it's kind of a weird situation. You're hiring a former player. He was a captain of the team at one point. Not a huge standout player, but he also tore his Achilles, blames it on the field, and tried to sue you for $5 million.
I did. That's awesome.
So yeah, what Texans are good at Texans.
Full circle.
Texans are good at Texans. It seems like it's the year for full circle coaches to return to their former teams. Frank Reich back in Carolina, and now D'Amico back in Houston.
How many coaches were head coaches were former players in the league? Dan Campbell,
gotta be
Frank Reich.
Amount. Are we talking like pro players or like
pro players?
Pro players, okay. Not Sean McVay.
Not Shanahan.
Not Pete Carroll, I don't believe. If so, that was back before I could.
Not Belichick.
Not Belichick.
I don't think Dable was. No, just go through the whole list.
Dable was like a safety in like college, which is funny to look at him now.
He?
Yeah, he was a safety, and now look at him.
He looks like,
looks like a bowling
lineman.
Ball now.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many. I think there's you're starting to see a lot more assistant coaches that are players come up, and I think in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see a lot of former players that are head coaches, a lot more than what we have seen.
Which is good.
Oh, it is
good. I think they definitely respond. That's Dan Campbell's biggest attribute is...
I think that's why a lot of people want to play for him and play in the Lions organization, though, because they got a lot of players that are coaches, and they relate to the players.
They understand the grind.
Yeah, they understand the grind, what they're going through week to week and all of it. I think it's great. I would love for the Bears to start hiring more players as coaches, but we'll see how that happens.
Oh, I do want to say, I think D'Amico Ryan's good hire. We'll see what happens with the Texans. They have a lot of assets. I think they could, the next couple years could be big for them. I also think Sean Payton's a great hire for the Broncos. Giving up a first and a second and a third.
For a coach?
Yeah, that's
you
insane.
Don't see it often, so it just seems weird that you would give up draft picks for a coach.
And they don't have a pick before the first three rounds the next 2 years. That's
rough.
Yeah.
That's rough. But they do have a good defense, though. People forget that because they had a terrible season, but their defense is solid.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not a roster that screams we don't need first-round picks, though.
No. There's been rumors of them trading Jerry Jeudy specifically to the Bears, which... I don't even know how I feel about that because Jeudy kind of gets hurt like every year.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think they're going to start trading off some of the guys they know they can't pay here in the next year or two.
Oh, I remember we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I saw somebody pitch a roster, and it was Jerry Jeudy and DeAndre Hopkins. Those were the two guys that they had together. I was like, that'd be interesting.
That would be a good duo. If they can stay healthy and stay off the PEDs in one side's part. other than that, that'd be a
cool command. Jeudy, Nuck.
I'd take it. Mooney in the slot. Claypool coming off, doing whatever the heck Claypool does, which is nothing.
I need a big year for him.
Me too. Me too. The trade looked fantastic mid year. Now it's looking terrible.
Actually, it was right before the trade deadline. I traded for him and Brandon Cooks in my dynasty fantasy football league because I thought they were both going to get traded.
Yeah. One did.
And then one did and then didn't do anything. And then the other didn't get traded. So.
Did he even play the rest of the year, Cooks? Did he go out there?
He had
play?
Some games up in the route.
I didn't know if he just sat and like, no, I'm good.
There were some interesting games where it's like he wasn't on the injury report. Then right before the game, he was and didn't play.
Some head coaching vacancies still. Arizona's still looking for a head coach. Baltimore is looking for an offensive coordinator still. Carolina's looking for a defensive coordinator and maybe offensive coordinator, depending on what Deuce Staley.
Yeah.
His role is there. Who else? Indianapolis. Who knows what they're going to do with their head coaching situation?
I think I saw a report that they wanted Bill Callahan, and then he turned them down. And
now, he like forever old?
Yes. But now they're looking at Brian Callahan, his son, the Bengals offensive coordinator.
That wouldn't be bad.
And Bengals fans also think Luana Rumo is going to Arizona.
I did see that. Yeah, I saw him to Arizona, which I saw his coaching tree. Like, all the places he's coached everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere for the past 50 years. Just defensive coach or defensive backs. Nothing higher than that. So, which, okay. I don't know how that's going to translate to head coaching, but it seems like he knows
his role.
He's
a great defensive coordinator.
I agree. Fantastic at making adjustments during games, too.
So, what I think is going to happen, I think he's going to Arizona. I think he's going to get fired in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I think
during the season, or how many seasons is he lasting?
He gets his two.
Two seasons?
He's
okay.
He's going to get two. It's weird that they're going for a defensive guy. I'd say that first.
I would too.
Unless he has like somebody that he's going to bring along that's like some genius offensive coordinator, which is, I don't know. But I think he's going to get fired there. I think Aaron Glenn, the Lions defensive coordinator, is going to get a head coaching job. And I think Luana Rumo is going to reunite with Dan Campbell as the Lions defensive coordinator. That's my dream.
Dream scenario.
So Lou Anarumo was his defensive coordinator when he was the interim head coach in Miami.
I did not know that. I barely remember that Dan Campbell was the interim coach there.
Yes.
How many games did he get? Did he get like half the season?
I think so. They won a couple games.
Was that Brian Flores?
No. No, that was Joe Philbin.
Joe Philbin. Okay, not Adam Gase either.
Yeah.
Gase. It's good to see he's not back as a head coach.
I think Gase is the one that they hired instead of Campbell.
Yeah, probably not a smart move there.
Peyton Manning friendship gets you a lot.
True that. Minnesota is looking for a defensive coordinator as well at the moment. Miami Dolphins and the Vic Fangio situation is kind of weird at the moment. Vic Fangio has verbally committed to the Dolphins, but is looking around. He's looking around some more. He's been looking at San Francisco a little bit. Now that Sean Payton just went to Denver, there might be a little reunion there. Not sure.
Whoever gets Vic Fangio is...
Yeah, that's the assistant coach hire of the offseason.
Yeah, for sure.
He's very regarded as like a Hall of Fame level defensive coordinator. And I wish the Bears still had him. Our defense was fantastic.
I think if he goes to Miami, they're Super Bowl contenders.
Yep.
If he goes to the Broncos, I don't think I would say Super Bowl contenders just because of how bad were. But I would feel a lot better about them. That's
agreed.
For sure.
Agreed. Then San Fran is also looking for a defensive coordinator for what seems like the 10th straight offseason in a row.
Yeah, and they'll find somebody that's going to be a head coach in 2 years because that's just what they do.
I am seeing if they don't get Vic Fangio, they're kind of leaning towards Chris Harris, former cornerback and Washington Commanders defensive backs coach, which kind of sucks because the Bears just offered him their D-backs coach position,
really?
And he said he's weighing his options. So obviously if he gets offered a defensive coordinator job, he'll take that. But I think that'll be a great hire.
I loved him as a player.
Oh, he was fantastic. Fantastic.
I didn't even realize he was a coach now.
I didn't either until I saw that pop up yesterday. Then Tampa Bay is looking for an offensive coordinator. Same with the Tennessee Titans and Washington Commanders.
Tampa Bay should be looking for a new head coach.
Agreed. And a quarterback.
I can't believe. Yeah. I think we've already talked about it, but I cannot believe Todd Bowles is still the head coach.
Yeah, that's going to be something internal. He's got to have dirt on someone or something.
Yeah.
Because that's a weird situation, how he got the head coaching job and how he still has it, to be honest.
Because if he was a first-time head coach...
It makes sense. You
weird
give him a little
year,
leeway.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was bad with the Jets. He was bad last year. I don't know what more you need to see.
No, he's a defensive coordinator guy, and that's kind of like the thing I'm worried about with the Cincinnati's defensive coordinator if he takes the AZ job.
Yeah, that is true.
I think it's going to be something like that. Like, you're so set in the defensive coordinator mind that you got all these new responsibilities and you have to overlook everyone doing everything, and sometimes it's just too much for some people.
A lot of times you see with the defensive coordinators in particular, they're too conservative on offense, and that will cost you games. And I think Todd Bowles is definitely a victim of that.
Yeah, you just got to have faith in your OC. Hire a good OC that you trust and just let them do their thing. Just focus on defense. Obviously stop by the OC room a couple times a week, but don't implement anything your own.
Yeah, let him go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, let him do some stuff. Let his balls hang a couple times, not just tuck that baby back. But yeah, I think that's about it for coaching news updates so far.
Do you want to talk about championship games?
Yeah, let's talk about them. I'll let you start it off. Which one you want to start with?
I guess we'll start with San Francisco and Philadelphia, which is just a brutal game.
That was brutal because we were teased. We thought we were going to get an epic game, a close battle.
Then it started off that way.
It did start off that way. Defensive battle. Then Eagles got that touchdown that shouldn't have been a touchdown because of the Devontae Smith catch, which they didn't. Which is weird. I don't know. The officiating this past weekend obviously sucked. Everyone knows that. More so in the other game this weekend, but like even the refs, like they implemented a thing, a quick replay system, so you can check those things, and they didn't check that catch. Also, smart play on Devontae Smith, though, getting his boys ready, get to the line.
Yeah, they got
a
snap within like 20 seconds, I think.
Yeah, that's just smart play. He knew that it hit the ground and came back up, but hey, play it off. That's football. You're not going to get every call.
At first, I was like, why the fuck are they not challenging this? But at the same time, they're only seeing the replays that we saw.
Yep.
And
we didn't see it.
Before that, we didn't see it.
Yeah. Nope. The one angle you couldn't tell until they already scored the touchdown, they ended up showing the other angle. But yeah, I don't know. I can't even say that the 49ers played bad because their defense honestly played pretty good. It's just they were out there for 95% of the game.
The Eagles averaged under 4 yards per play.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, they weren't, I mean, they knew the 49ers couldn't pass, so they weren't trying that hard on offense, I don't think.
No, they just ran the ball.
But even
much.
Before that, they, was that touchdown, they scored that touchdown. Then the 49ers, do they score right after or another possession? But then they make the Eagles punt three straight times. Like, it looked like it was going to be a defensive battle, and then
100%. Hurts only had 121 passing yards and no passing touchdowns. Devontae Smith only had 2 receptions, 36 yards, and I don't even think A.J. Brown had 2 receptions.
Hurts was missing deep balls, too.
Yeah, his accuracy was not on point this game. Just 49ers didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Disaster could not struck. Throw the ball.
I guess if you didn't watch the game, we should say that Brock Purdy hurt his ACL like we talked before. And then Josh Johnson gets concussed.
The 14 different teams?
Yep, Detroit Lions legend.
Legend. He gets concussed. Then Purdy comes back in. He completely can't throw a ball. I think the farthest ball he threw was like 0.5 yards, and it was just a screen pass.
That's brutal.
Then those just got blown up. Then their next game strategy was just try to run the ball any way you can, and it was not working. McCaffrey was able to get 1 touchdown. But Debo was getting
blown up.
It was a
great run, too.
It was a great run. He worked for that touchdown. Debo was getting blown up on every run. McCaffrey was getting stopped on every other run. Their backup running back couldn't do anything. It wasn't pretty. And it shows you need a quarterback or someone that can throw the ball at least 5 yards accurately.
Yeah, that was brutal.
It sucks for the 49ers, but honestly, there's nothing you can do about that. You just accept your defeat. Then we had a nice brawl at the end.
That was pretty sick.
That was pretty sick. Trent Williams is like, I'm done. I don't want to be out here anymore.
I definitely wanted to see Trent Williams and Sue go at it. But Sue 100%. Sue talked him off the ledge. I was pissed about that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see them throw down because that would be an incredible fight.
Detroit Sue, they would have went at it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's definitely mellowed out more.
Oh, yeah,
I fucking hate it.
Detroit Sue was a savage. He would just step on people's heads, on their nuts, kick them.
Oh, yeah, he's kicking people, stepping on them.
He was the dirtiest player in the league.
I love him.
For the longest time.
I loved it, too. It was an edge.
It was something. I did not like it. I was a Bears fan.
Well,
but
I'm sure you didn't. I'm sure. I mean,
opposing teams hated him.
Yeah,
100%.
I liked that the Lions had an edge for the first time in my life.
No, it was good. It was definitely some Detroit shit that he did.
It's awesome. And I was definitely on Twitter. He's not dirty.
He's not
the whole
dirty.
Time. Like, yeah fucking it. Kill him.
Rip his teeth out.
Rip his fucking helmet off.
Curb stomp.
He did rip Andy Dalton's helmet off. I think he like twisted his neck. Yeah. Love Sue. Love Sue.
You like Burfict too?
No, fuck that guy.
Oh,
He's a giant piece of shit.
If he was a lion, though, hell yeah.
What a headhunting piece of garbage.
Yeah, we don't like that trash. We don't like dirty
players. Not on my football field. I don't like that type of stuff.
But 49ers, better luck next year. I don't know what you're going to do with QB. I'm guessing you stick with Brock. And, hopefully they stay healthy.
I do want to give – I mean, the 49ers defense played incredibly well. Like I said, Eagles under 4 yards per play. But this was an interesting stat. In the first 8 drives, the 49ers gave up 130 rushing yards.
Dang.
That would be good for third highest they gave up all season. And 8 drives. So the Eagles were moving the ball somewhat.
I mean, yeah, they did what they needed to do. Was cooking them there for the first part. They got the ball moving. Jalen Hurts was running more. But, I mean, their running game looked fantastic. Just their passing game did not look great.
No.
And you're going to need a passing game and a good one at that to keep up with the
What's
Chiefs.
What's the name? Tredavious Ward, right?
Tredavious Ward?
Tredavious, yeah. He had an incredible game.
He did.
It seemed like every time they threw his way, he was making a play.
He was very good. The Chiefs are missing him for sure right now. And I guess that'll lead us to our next game. Chiefs and the Bengals. I want to hear your thoughts on this. There's a lot of thoughts out there on this game.
Apart from the officiating, it was a great game. I thought it was the type of game we deserved, kind of back and forth. At no point was I confident that either team was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Joe Burrow is the leading rusher, so neither team could run the ball.
No, it was terrible to watch that.
And I'm sorry. I'm looking at ESPN right now, and there's this fucking ad of a woman just painting her toenails, and I gotta scroll up. It's the most distracting and ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
What have you been looking up on Google?
Well, first of all, this is the work computer, so it's not me. It's somebody else. All
right, someone's searching how to paint their nails.
I don't know. I mean, look at this.
Hold on.
She's not.
Yeah, no one wants to see your
Why
dogs.
Why the fuck is that there?
Why are her dogs out on the screen? That's terrible.
And it's animated too. That's the worst part. All right. Yeah, all right. Anyway, what was I saying?
Back to focus.
What was I saying?
I don't know, actually.
I think
discussing the Bengals and Chiefs.
I mean, Mahomes had a heroic effort.
Yeah, he played phenomenal.
Bengals could not cover Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Nope. Which is even more impressive is Mecole Hardman and Kadarius Toney, two of...
And Juju Smith-Schuster.
And Juju got hurt in that game, so Mahomes was down three of his top wide receivers, and he still threw for 326 yards, two TDs, zero interceptions. Wasn't the most accurate day, but you got a sprained ankle. You went out there, you played like a freaking superhero.
At start of the game, it seemed like he wasn't injured, and then he had that scramble, and they talked about it a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like they talked about it a lot after it happened, but
yep.
He had the plant, and then you saw him limp, and then for the rest of the game, he was...
Yeah.
You could tell he was actually hurt. It wasn't a fake injury.
It was not a fake injury, and he just... Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. He's got to do what he does every game. I mean, Joe Burrow had two interceptions this game, but I think they were both tipped. At least one was for sure.
And then the Bengals defense, they didn't allow points off the turnovers.
No, defense played really good for the most part. I mean, they gave up. The only thing that hurts when you play the Chiefs is the scramble bullshit mode when you have to stick on their wide receivers or mm-hmm. Travis Kelce for like more than 5 seconds. That's how they get 90% of all their plays. And
Mike
yards.
Hilton was not able to stay with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He just couldn't. No. He's too fast.
Too much speed for him. Yeah, Valdes-Scantling probably had his best game as a pro or most impactful one.
Oh yeah,
of his career, and he.
Has to be.
Yeah, he balled out. He had six catches, 116 yards, one touchdown, averaged 19.3.
And of course, you have to talk about that final play. Essentially, the final play would have been a 60-yard field goal.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Instead, Joseph Asai, I think that's his name, right?
Yep.
It's definitely Asai.
Longhorn.
Oh, yep. No, okay.
Yep. Longhorn.
He hits Mahomes out of bounds. Well, he's like... far out of bounds, too. Both of his feet are out of bounds.
Yeah, he's definitely 2 feet out of bounds.
And even before he's out of bounds, he, you know, you see him pull up and slow up, and he's like, he's going out of bounds. It's obvious.
It is. The only thing I will say, obviously don't touch him, yeah, but young player, heat of the moment, big game, you're going full speed. You see Mahomes hobbling. Everyone wants to hit Mahomes. So you just want to give him that little extra bump.
I don't know.
Obviously, yeah, it's a no-no, dumb play, but I understand it. I understand how it happened and why it happened, and I would have probably done the same thing. I would have probably pushed him harder, though. Made sure he was actually stayed down.
Kill him.
Because it looked like he actually hurt himself more than he hurt Mahomes there.
Oh, yeah, knee buckled.
He has knee buckled, a little hyperextension. Then the post game hit, and his teammates were upset, or at least one was verbally upset.
I want to play this.
Yeah, play that.
Let me find this. Hold on.
But yeah, the producers at who had this game? Was it? CBS, yeah.
CBS.
Tony Romo was
he
yelling.
Was brutal.
He was terrible. What happened to Tony Romo?
I do want to talk about that.
What happened to him? He was great his first year broadcasting.
First 2 years, I'd say.
First 2 years, and this year is just terrible. Like, he just yells and he talks about nonsense the whole game.
And I've, even throughout this year, I've defended him. I still think he's better than, he's not the worst.
No, he's not the worst, but this game was.
But it was bad.
This game was bad. I had to turn the volume down on it. I had to toss up this closed captioning just so I didn't have to listen to him. It was like he would just yell and it'd be like, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, okay.
All right, this is Jermaine Pratt after the game. I don't know how loud this is going to be. The video is quiet regardless, but we'll see.
Oh, you got this. This motherfucker last year. The fuck? Why the fuck did you touch the quarterback?
You say it was his last year?
Uh-huh. He is a free agent.
Oh, okay.
He is a free agent. So this is my motherfucking last year. Why would he touch the fucking quarterback?
Understandable, those emotions 100%, but obviously you don't want to get caught on camera saying that about your teammate because you're just going to come off as a bad teammate, but I'm pretty sure everyone on that team had those thoughts.
Yeah.
And
you got to wait until you're fully in the locker room, at least. You can't say in the tunnel when you 100%. Know you're going to be filmed.
Yep, that was an oopsies on his part. But I don't look too much into that. I mean, everyone's pissed off.
Did you see Asai's post-game interview?
The one with BJ Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool of Hill.
His bodyguard.
Yeah,
that
bodyguard.
Was pretty sick.
He was just eyeballing the reporters at any question they asked him that was dumb. He's like, really? What, really, man? You know the answer.
Ask a better fucking question.
Yeah, ask a better question. I mean, I feel bad for Osai. He is a Longhorn, so I do like him a little bit more.
I definitely
more.
Feel bad for him. It's sad, but it's also one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen.
It is very dumb. I don't think it decided the whole game just because one play doesn't decide a football game.
Oh, Mahomes is definitely making a play after that.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have time, and I still think they hit the field goal, but
I don't know if they. I don't think they hit a 60-yarder.
I don't know. Harrison Butker's got a
I think Mahomes, when they had 8 seconds.
Yeah.
You can get like 50, you can get 15 yards with Mahomes.
Oh, yeah, with him and
seconds.
Kelsey. Yeah. Yeah. They did it last year, and they can do it again.
But you would like to force them into trying to do that, for
of
sure.
Of course, 100%. Terrible way to end the game. It's shitty. It feels like you just cuck yourself out of a chance of winning. But, you know, refs weren't great in this game either. They were turnovers. And you got to just make the play when it...
We should talk about that weird third down.
Where they got 6 downs or 5 downs?
Yes.
Yeah, that was my big thing with the refs, was that play right there where they ended up getting... essentially 2 third-down plays.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, though.
But they were literally complaining because they couldn't hear. Like, every quarterback that goes into the stadium, every away team can't hear. So when they don't get a delay of game, are you going to give them another chance to do it? Because
they were running the clock and they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, but that's...
So you stop the play.
But then they had to do it again just because of that.
Well, I mean, they blew it dead. Nobody heard the whistle, though.
Exactly. So let the play continue.
No.
Yeah.
The clock was running. That stuff happens all the time. The play just actually stops. They didn't stop.
Yeah. No one signaled for a stop. You had the one ref that we saw afterwards that he was bad running out there afterwards, but no one stopped it. And if it's not
that
stopped
was before
in time,
the snap.
Yeah, but no one saw him.
So he still blew the
no
whistle
saw him
and stopped
or heard
it.
Him. I don't know.
Also, if anything, that benefited the Bengals. At the end of the day, really, if you think about it, because
they go get
the first down, they don't score. That takes another minute off the clock, and that's the reason the Chiefs have to fight the clock to go against at the end to win.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that is.
So
I mean,
at the end of the day, it ended up aiding them, and they still lost.
That could be true. Yeah, you know? It could be true, but also it could give them more time to try to amount a drive after that penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can look at this either way. I just thought it was just, you shouldn't be having those mistakes by your officials in the AFC Championship.
I just don't, if the play stops, it's like nobody's talking about it. And I don't know.
It was just weird how they handled it, I guess, more than the actual thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, them running the clock was their fuck up to start. So that is one thing. The Bengals did get punished because the refs fucked up to begin with. But I think the issue isn't that they got another play, it's that they ran the clock to begin with. Really.
Yeah.
But that stuff happens all the time. That happens in football all the time. How many times have you had a play stopped because they ran the clock when they shouldn't have to put time back on?
That is true. That does happen quite a bit. Just, I don't know. I feel like if you're refs at this point, you got to be held accountable. You got to be the best.
There were some also Bengals fans, of course, are scouring through the game to find any missed call. And there were some missed calls.
Oh, there was
on
a lot
Mahomes,
of holding.
The Mahomes scramble, Trey Hendrickson might have been held. I also don't know if that is called all the time anyway.
No.
I mean,
if holding was called every time it should be, there would be a hold on every play.
Literally, yeah.
Just same with the video coming out about the Eagles lineman that false starts every time.
Which isn't really a false start.
No, he just gets ahead of, kind of. He gets ahead of the snap before the ball moves.
It's within the rules. It's within the rules. So I watched a video about this guy dissecting it, and you're allowed to adjust your back foot.
But he's planting and moving backwards in a motion. Like, he's not
He moves his foot. He moves his back foot.
To go backwards, though.
It's allowed.
If it's allowed, it's allowed.
That's also what, like, when Taylor Decker was on PMT, what he was talking about. He does that thing, too, where you move your back foot. It may be the rule needs to be adjusted, but it's within the rules to do that.
If it's in, I'm not going to say I know the rules because I don't, but if it's in the rules, then take advantage of it. For sure. For sure. It just seems like when you're watching it on video, it's like, oh my God, that guy's getting an extra half step.
Getting an extra half step, but it's allowed.
It's allowed.
Maybe
then
it shouldn't
allowed.
Be, but I think it is within the rules.
Within the rules? Fair play.
I think it's offensive linemen have definitely found this loophole and they're exploiting it. And we're saying another year or two, it'll probably be eliminated. But for now, they're allowed to do it.
Another year or two, football is probably just going to be flag football.
No, please. No, I love it. I can't.
No, that'd be terrible. That would be terrible. Do you want to touch on some of the Pro Bowl festivities and side games they got going
on? Yeah, I'm super stoked about this.
Who isn't?
I actually probably will tune into Dodgeball. I will say that.
I'll probably watch the first couple minutes of the flag football game, see how that goes.
So the Skills show will be broadcasted live for the first time ever. I didn't realize that was happening. That's today when this comes out, Thursday at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
Oh, I did not even know that.
That will feature the dodgeball. It's a multi-round tournament of dodgeball. They also have a lightning round, which is new, I think.
Never heard of
it. Each conference will select 16 players to compete in a three-part elimination challenge.
Heck yeah, some Squid Game.
It leaves one player left at the end to earn 3 points for his conference.
The others are dead.
Splash catch. Teammate pairings from each conference will toss water balloons back and forth from increasing distances. That's awesome. This is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen.
They're just pulling out some backyard barbecue games.
In part two, lightning round high stakes. Advancing players will attempt to catch punts from a jugs machine and to earn a place representing the conference in the final round. You're just going to be catching punts. The final part of the challenge, thrill of the spill. The remaining players from each conference will aim at targets attached to a bucket hanging above the head of an opposing conference coach. Oh, nice. That's great. Nice. No, I will tune into that. That's awesome.
It sounds like a bunch of carnival games.
So it's going to be Peyton Manning and Eli Manning under that, right?
Yeah, they're coaching. So
they're going to we're going to see them get dunked, basically.
Yeah, and we got Pat McAfee and Kirk Herbstreit commentating.
I like that. Okay. I'll be turning into this.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It'll be different, but it'll be fun.
There's also the longest drive competition. So each conference, four players from each conference will compete and challenge a drive a golf ball.
That's a little weird, but I do like it. Should just
players
be.
Love golf. I mean, I do love somebody just fucking whacking.
Oh, ball. Yeah, you just go yard with a golf ball. That's fantastic. They need to bring back the who can throw it the farthest, though.
They do need to do that. They're doing a precision passing competition. So close, but I want to see guys just launch.
Yeah, bring us what we need. We need that. We need a 40-yard dash.
So did we talk about Tyler Huntley being in the Pro Bowl?
I mentioned it, I think, a little bit.
He's not the guy that I want to be in a precision passing contest.
No, he's not anyone I want ever for anything.
So saying that, I'll definitely tune into this to watch him embarrass himself because that'll be awesome.
I don't even know who's going to win that. They're all three have terrible precision.
Derek Carr, Tyler Huntley for AFC. Who's an NFC quarterbacks? I don't know.
I didn't even see the list of the AFC besides someone tweeted Tyler Huntley yesterday. So I would guess it's probably like Kirk Cousins.
We got to look this up.
Aaron Rodgers would definitely say no. I'm saying all the quarterbacks that were in the playoffs probably said no. Geno Smith's one. I think it's Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith, and... I don't know the third one. Should be Justin Fields, but it's neither here nor there.
I think maybe Jared Goff got added.
Hey, there we go.
I think he might be one of the replacement quarterbacks.
Either way, it's a terrible group of quarterbacks.
So the AFC's Huntley, Lawrence, and Carr. I assume Lawrence and Carr will be the ones in the precision passing because it says two quarterbacks from each conference.
I would guess so, but even then, that's not the strong point of the game.
NFC is Geno Smith, Kirk Cousins, and Jared Goff.
Oh, there we go. We got it right. I was blindly guessing.
Precision passing? I don't know. Cousins, I would say, was definitely in there. I don't know between Smith and Goff. Goff, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You could just... I don't know. I wouldn't want any.
Maybe Smith. I mean, he had like 70 completion percentage, I guess.
Yeah, if he's just thrown over the middle.
He's also the guy that's not a replacement, so it probably will be Geno and Kurt.
That makes sense. Who did Goff replace? Was there? Oh, it was Hurts.
Hurts, yep.
Yep, it was Hurts.
And then there's also the best catch competition, which I enjoy that.
Yeah, those are
it's the closest
good.
Thing you can get to a dunk competition in football.
Do they have any of those relays this year where they like one the offensive lineman or defensive guy pushes a big ass heavy thing down, then they tag the running back, they jump over a wall or something? Those are kind of fun to watch.
So Sunday, we have the best catch finale. Also, the gridiron gauntlet.
Enough. The gridiron gauntlet, I think that's their relay thing.
Oh, yeah. Side-by-side showcase strength, speed, and agility.
Yeah, those are fun to watch.
Move the chains. Four teams, two teams from each conference, will compete side-by-side in a weighted wall pool that will showcase their strength, speed, and ingenuity.
Okay, that's got my interest. I'm intrigued.
Each team of five players is responsible for pulling a wall loaded up with heavy weights 10 yards as quickly as possible using first down chains. Those chains are going to break, yeah, right? What? The winner of the best of three playoff will earn 3 points for their conference. Then kick-tack-toe. You got to let the kickers do something. This one's actually pre-recorded, and it will air on Sunday, I guess.
Yeah, it's lame. Let him kick live with pressure.
And then, of course, the Pro Bowl game is now a flag football game.
Good. That'll be fun to see them out there in the street clothes juking. The wide receivers will be cool to see, though, juke out and try not to get that flag touched. My only concern is that we might experience some more non-contact injuries in this game.
Oh, we're seeing an Achilles tear for sure.
Yep, or an ACL, MCL, something get blown out because someone's trying to do a badass street juke move. And
yep.
It's just boom, pop.
Body's just not ready.
So if that happens, you guarantee we will not see
now,
flag football again.
It seems like those injuries are injuries that they don't just happen. Like, they're going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
If you get one of those, it was going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
So would it be better that it happens in the Pro Bowl versus when you get to training camp and juke for the first time at training camp?
I mean, if you're going to tell me I'm guaranteeing that I'm going to tear something, then yeah. I'd rather have it in the offseason.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I do think that's kind of how it works. If you get a tear, that means you were going to tear it. Unless it was like you get hit and your knee just gets wrenched some direction or whatever.
That does make sense. Yes, I'm also not a doctor.
Yeah.
I dropped out of med school, you know. But, yeah, that makes sense. I would say it depends. If I'm on a shitty team that has no chance of going in the playoffs, I will get mine done in the season so I can get paid and have to be part of a losing season. But if we're good, then, yeah, I definitely want to get it in the off season so I can contribute.
Yeah, get back. Get back. The turnaround for an ACL, I mean, you're getting back almost like a couple weeks into the season at this point.
Yeah, at this point it's pretty late. And if you have any hiccups, you might be out. But yeah, I would 100% pull a Marcus Mariota and just leave the team if I got hurt. And
some doctor's listening to this and like, this guy's a fucking dumbass.
Hey man, I told you I dropped out of med school. Doesn't count that I never started it, but still dropped out.
I was going to ask, did you actually go to med school?
No, I dropped out of the thought of going.
Okay.
Yeah, the thought of going.
Yeah. At one point, I was going to go to law school, so I dropped out of law school.
Yeah, see, that's what we could say. I was going to be a pilot, dropped out of piloting school.
Yeah.
Crashed too many planes in my head. Sorry.
Speaking of that, did you ever see the video about the guy that just had never flown a plane before, stole one, flew it?
Yes.
The commercial airliner?
Yes, and crashed it off the coast.
It's one of the craziest fucking things.
There was like two of those that happened within like 2 months.
He did a barrel roll on the fuck. It never flew before.
Never. Which shows it's not that hard to fly a plane.
Yeah,
just
I think
buttons.
We can all do it.
We can all do it. Barrel roll. Give us all, everyone should get an F-16 for Christmas next year. I'll meet everyone in the skies.
Just thousands of crashes and
oh
explosions.
Oh my God. Like, it's going to be 4th of July every day, but F-16 is just blowing up.
Plane parts falling from the sky.
Yeah, no kids are playing outside that time. They will get a wing to the skull.
Mommy! Timmy died!
What do you mean?
Big-ass engine fell out of the sky.
Now, what did I tell you about lying?
Why did you kill your brother? What do you mean? There's two people parachuting down from a crashed plane. I just hit little Timmy here.
Oh, boy.
That'd be awesome. Let's link up in the skies with our F-16s one day. One day we'll get there. Right now it's electric cars. Next it'll be flying.
If you're going to go, that's the way to go.
Might as well do something badass or drive off the Grand Canyon. Something cool. I don't know why we're talking about suicide now, but...
Well, that guy did kill himself.
Yeah, yeah. That was, like, planned.
And it was... I mean, the whole time he's talking about, like, avoiding other people.
Yeah.
Like, if I do this, I'm not going to hit anybody, right? Like, I'm going to go over the water.
And yeah, he didn't want to cause anyone else harm. He just wanted to have a quick bit of fun, then nosedive that baby into the ground.
Rest in peace, that guy.
Respect. That's a baller way to go out.
Legend.
Respect.
Anything else you want to touch on?
For this week, I don't have anything. I think we touched on pretty much everything. We got Super Bowl here coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, I did have something.
Yes.
I forgot that I had this.
Shoot it.
So Frank Clark had a sack and a half against the Bengals. They were also talking about Mike Dana throughout the game, how he's a playmaker.
Who?
Mike Dana.
Who?
Mike Dana?
Who?
Mike Dana?
I'm just kidding. He's a Michigan guy, I know.
So I had the thought. Michigan is pass rush you now.
Who are they overtaking?
I don't know.
I don't either.
But it's Michigan now.
I would agree. Ooh.
Over
Ohio State?
Yeah. I mean, who do they have?
They got the Bosas. They got Chase
Young.
Okay,
yeah, Bosa's good. Chase Young hasn't done shit since his rookie year. But the Boses are very good. But it's that. I mean, that's. I mean, maybe the Boses are pass rush family, but I don't know about Ohio State being a pass rush. You,
Sam Hubbard.
Fuck yeah, Hubbard's good. Hubbard is good. Hubbard is good.
Montre Jones. He's more of a D tackle. Hubbard
Darrell
is good. Lewis.
Who?
These are more backup guys that I know from Madden that I drafted in like the 40th round.
Okay.
But yeah, those are probably the. Oh, we got Cam Hayward. That's an Ohio State boy. Plays for Steelers.
All right, you're right. I forgot about him. I did forget. Okay, regardless. I got the Michigan guys listed here.
Yeah,
this is here.
Let's hear them. I would agree, though. Michigan does put out some
Brandon
great.
Graham, 11 sacks this year at 35 years old.
Yeah, he's been blown up. He's
a freak.
He's done it forever.
Josh Uche, 11 and a half sacks this year. Aiden Hutchinson, 9.5, 3 interceptions,
fumble recoveries. Where does Uche, who does he play for?
Patriots.
Oh, Uche.
Uche.
Uche, yes. Okay, gotcha. Yes.
Quiddipay, 6 sacks this year. Frank Clark, 5, also a sack and a half in that last game. Dana, 5 sacks. David Ojabo had a sack and a fumble, forced fumble in 2 games played this year.
That's good, coming off that torn Achilles.
Chase Winovich has been injured the last 2 years. Yeah, but he's kind of. His first two, he had 5.5 sacks each year.
All right.
That's just, he's like a 6th round pick, just role player type guy. Chris Wormley, he's.
Okay, yeah.
Defensive end, kind of a defensive interior 3-4 type guy, but he was 19th rated on PFF this year.
He's good defensively. Steelers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Mo Hurst, who was hurt this year, but he was 19th ranked defensive interior last year on PFF as well.
All right.
There just aren't busts that come from Michigan on the defensive line the last 10 years.
Taco Charlton.
Okay, he was a bust. Yeah, he was a bust. Yep, forgot about him. He certainly was a bust.
Yeah, that's the only one that sticks out in my mind that I could tell you. But yeah, I would give you that. I'd give that Michigan is pass rush university. Yeah. For sure.
Thank
Why
you.
Not?
All right, that's what let's I give it to That's me. All I wanted. All
right.
That's what
you
I
got
wanted
it.
Here. That's what I wanted
you
to
got
hear.
It. We'll end it on that.
One pride.
Bear down. Number one pick, baby.